Text numéro 6. Australian women's and men's soccer teams reach deal to close pay gap. Australian soccer's governing body has announced what it calls a landmark agreement with the players' union to close the pay gap between the men's and women's national teams. The men's team and the women's team will receive equal shares of total player revenue as part of a four-year deal between the Football Federation Australia and the union, Professional Footballers Australia. The deal came as protests over the lack of gender parity have roiled women's soccer worldwide in recent years. Members of the United States women's team, which also outperform their male counterparts, have pursued legal action, arguing that they are not compensated adequately despite their success. The Football Federation Australia said in a statement on Tuesday, the new agreement reflects football's determination to address issues of gender equality in all facets of the game and build a sustainable financial model. The deal gives players an increased portion of World Cup and Asian Cup prize money. The Federation also agreed to give both teams equal resources, upgrade the parental leave policy, and set money aside for youth football programmes. But the pay gap will persist when it comes to World Cup payouts because the prizes in those tournaments vary drastically. The prize money for the 2019 Women's World Cup was $30 million. For the Men's World Cup the year before, the amount was $400 million. Members of the United States women's team, which won the Women's World Cup in France this year, have sued the sport's governing body in the United States, accusing the organisation of gender discrimination, and the case is set to go to trial in May. As the team was feted in New York, fans shouted, USA equal pay. Ada Hegerberg, the star Norwegian striker for the French team Olympique Lyonnais, who was the first woman to receive the prestigious Ballon d'Or last year, quit her national team in 2017, saying it was not doing enough to support the women's programme. The host at the Ballon d'Or ceremony asked her on stage if she knew how to twerk, drawing widespread condemnation. Australia is among the countries vying to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. Speaking to the Australian Associated Press, the defender Ellie Carpenter said she thought the publicity around the pay agreement would help the bid. Other players and famous women athletes also celebrated the news on social media. In statements, the Federation chairman called the agreement's framework, which ties player remuneration to team revenue, unique. The chief executive of the players' union called it a model to unlock the incredible social and commercial opportunity that, in particular, women's football presents. Adapted from the New York Times, June 2019.